Everyone wants to provide for their children, their family, you know. It's just you think all the things that you knew you didn't like when you were growing up, and you felt when you had kids, things were going to be different, and you're going to work hard to make sure that they're never without. What happens when all your hard work, sacrifice, and you finally get things to where you need to be, and it backfires? Because all the time that you were sacrificing your time, you thought of doing things, you were sacrificing time with your kids. And when you finally get that life, because face it, these days you have to have multiple types of income coming in just to keep up with feeding them, or clothing, shoes, anything, you know, just whatever. But what happened when that backfires on you? Because they wind up either getting too much into TV, or if you're not around, you don't know who's around. And if they get around the wrong people, those people become someone that they feel like they can count on. So what do you do when your sacrifices backfire? And when you try to make them understand you did this for them, and especially with the world we have today, kids just don't get it. And I don't know. I'm just making this podcast because I'm like, sacrifices, what are real sacrifices? What are you choosing to sacrifice? A lot of things can backfire when you do. Just, think about it. So I just got off a phone call with one of my son's teachers. Now, I have to say, I am definitely a big supporter of teachers because I tell you what, in today's world, anybody that has taught kids in the last 10 years and really cares about them and haven't had a raise to deal with not only kids' attitudes, but parents' attitudes, because sometimes, let's face it is challenging. Any job's challenging, but if you see those teachers' paychecks and see the things that some of them do, just like with anybody, there's people who enjoy their jobs and there's fuck ups. A lot of these teachers, they care. They do it because they see something in your child that can bring a better tomorrow. And the fact that people are not supporting them or telling them that they need to be happy with what they have, you go look in the mirror and you tell me the last time you was grateful for every little thing that your job has given you. Or if you work for yourself, great. But that's a different topic. Anyway, just checking on the status of my child because I'm having some difficulties with one of my kids. I'm a single parent. I never thought I would ever be a single parent, but hey, that's where I'm at. Right now, every day is a challenge because some kids feel entitled because parents worked hard to make sure that they never have to worry about where my next meal's coming from, or will mama be able to take care of me when I need some new shoes, or when I have a cough, what's going to happen? Or they don't think about that. They just know they have it, and they don't understand, the things that parents, because they're single fathers too, there's just things that parents in general have to do that some kids are not grateful for. And just because you're a single parent doesn't mean things are going to be 10 times harder for you. Yeah, it could be difficult, but you know what? Everybody is different. And well, anyway, she was talking to me about possibly having my son go to a different type of school learning. environment because it may be best for him. Because some kids, they need that individual attention, and teachers can't give that to them anymore because of the way society thinks things are supposed to be. We're too damn sensitive. You know, there's plenty animals, once they have their kids, they leave them. Everything we do in life comes from your own ideas or other suggestions. What people don't think about sometimes, just because someone suggests something, or if an idea even you had, you shared it with somebody, it's still a suggestion, and it works for them, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And I've noticed when it comes to raising children, especially being a single parent, people recommend you do this, recommend you do that, and you try it and it doesn't work, but you don't want to look like you failed in someone else's eyes. So you either lie about what you, oh yeah, it worked, or you just turn a blind eye. It's sometimes when it comes to raising your children, you have to do things that you know in your heart is where what you need to do. People may not agree with you, but you know what? That's your choice. It's not their choice. And it has come to the point now, every generation has looked at the next generation that's coming up like, what the hell? These kids don't have any respect. These kids have, I never thought I would be that person saying that, but I'm like, oh my God. Looking at the generations we have now, some of them are doing amazing things, and others are such spoiled, entitled little butts. And it's because we worked so hard to give them stuff. I think along the line, we have forgotten to make them work for things, but we can go get motivated really quick for a couple of days or weeks or months. When you go to a seminar, you read a book, or you see a commercial or a TV show, and you forget about it, and then all these things that you were trying to make your child do, you just left them high and dry, like, yeah, figure it out on your own. So, I decided to do some things that really is some tough love. And I have a couple of people looking at me and like, what the hell are you doing? Because I have a teenage male. His father is not around like he's supposed to be. And I cannot make him understand that the world's gonna knock you on your ass if you keep up with this bad attitude. And tough love is about to happen. It's been almost 2 weeks since I've actually seen my son. And it's like he has really become comfortable with the slum lifestyle. And it just pisses me off, it pains me, and I keep asking myself, what the hell did I do wrong? And it's just so frustrating that I thought I was helping my children by not letting them know how horrible the world really is, and just providing things for them. And I think that really messed him up. Because between my middle son and my youngest, them two, they had the best for me. I did my damn, I made sure they never were what out. And, it just sucks that I have to do this form of tough love. He has to have something horrible happen to him before he understands how good he had it. His friends that he think
our friends. I never thought I would be one of these mothers that have to worry about, is my son in a gang, or is my son just going to be, I think that's what this, every generation is different. But right now, baby boomers, which are my parents and everything, they're like retiring and doing different things. Now it's us that's trying to raise the next generation that's going to take care of us. Whew, we in trouble. These kids are so used to things just being handed to them, taking freaking selfie pictures and trying to have TV shows about being pregnant and getting married and just spoil ass kids. And that's why I decided to, yeah, he's 14, but he has to learn. And unfortunately, I've tried to get help and it's just not working. So, mama just making those choices.
Hello everyone, this is Bliss. I know it's been a while since I did a recording. I just want to say thank you for anyone that's taking the time out of their day to listen. And please share my recordings with anyone you think may benefit just by hearing what I am going through. And I just want people to know that they're not alone and just know holding things in can only hurt. So I'm talk about some of the things that I have figured out that I need to do to benefit myself and my middle son. Like the podcast I've been talking about earlier is it takes a village. I never really understood the village term. And it's because I've never experienced anything like that. And throughout the last few months, I have tried to do so many different things to communicate with my now 15-year-old son. And some things have worked, some things haven't. And it's just, I get it. I understand what he's going through. And at the same time, I have no fucking clue what he's going through. And it's like, I know that he has always craved that attention from just to have a bigger family. And I don't. And that's always been, it's like he wants to live his life, and I want him to live his life. He's young, you don't have to pay no bills yet. Live it up, have fun. But it's just like some people just are different of how they learn, how they express their love, how they just, I mean, just overall different. Even though you're in the same family, doesn't mean, you're going to be have the same lifestyle choices, I guess you can say. And no matter what your age is, just always be open to what they're going through. Because basically, the things that I've been dealing with him is that my youngest, which is 10, Thanksgiving, I let him go and spend time with his father. And
I cooked. Everything turned out great. It was the first time I've ever cooked a turkey this year. I was trying to do the whole, family together thing. But my middle son, he recently came home because he got in a little trouble. Took care of his everything, and I thought everything was going great, but he asked me if he can go over to a friend's house during the Thanksgiving break. This is when this happened. And I was like, as long as I get to meet this person. And it was like he wanted me to meet them, but at the same time, he didn't want me to meet them. And always told him, I'm like, if you have a problem with me meeting someone that you're hanging out with, that means you don't need to hang out with them. And he was like, well, Mom, it's not the fact that I'm worried about them not liking you or anything. I'm just worried about you being too judgmental towards them and them not wanting me to be around, or them saying something and I have to fight them or something, because you're my mom. And I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, oh my God, was I ever this dumb? I'm like, but I thought about it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was. And it's like over the last 2 years has been hell with me and my middle son. Our relationship is like we can talk when it's just me, him, and his brother together. We're fine as a family. It's he just thinks some of the things that I like to do is so boring because he's a freaking teenager and he's a boy. And it's just like I try to reach out to his father and talk to him because his father's a truck driver, and the only thing that don't that just made things worse and made my blood pressure go up. So I was like, the hell with this. And my son has never been disrespectful or anything towards me with words or physically anything like that. The only thing he wants to do is like come and go as he please and hang out with whoever he wants to. And it's just like he doesn't get in the world that we live in now, just being a kid, not looking like a kid. I mean, it doesn't even really matter what you like, your size, anything, and it's like, I don't know, it's just like it's so much that can go wrong just walking anywhere. And he made a comment to me one time. He was like, Mom, I can get shot or beat up or anything, open a door, check in the mail, go into the store, go into school. I just want to live my life. And what do you say to that? You see on the news, somebody shot a kid, school's getting shot, I mean, bullying, all kind of stuff. And I mean, what do you say to that as a parent? And it's like he hasn't been officially diagnosed with anything for his mental illness or anything, or but it's like he's being evaluated about stuff, and it's like I know he's depressed, and then he feels if he goes out and hangs out with these people because they don't have any cares, they're not stressing, and he think that that's helping him, and it's not. And no matter what I try to do, it's like I reached him too late, or he's just in that dumb stage of being a teenager. I don't know, because this is not my son. This is not the person who I don't recognize him. And, I've had some people tell me, well, he'll grow out of it. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, of course I'm gonna freaking worry about him. I'm his mother. Come on now. And it's like, you know how many people just hang back and don't do anything? And when something really bad happens, they go, if I would have just, I don't want to be that person. Yes, I have done so much, but I'm not gonna ever stop. And it just made me, the whole situation that I'm going through with him has just made me like really reevaluate a lot of things. And when you have a village, you really need to make sure your village has the right people and know everyone. And it doesn't have to be family, but just know them. And I mean, truly know them. The village that I had, I thought I knew these people. And these are the people that DJ really grew up with while I was doing, going to school, trying to make a better life. And these were some of the worst people from what I found out. It's because I was too focused on just providing. I missed what DJ was feeling. And what DJ was feeling is that he wanted a family surrounding. And having a family surrounding him, that's what he wanted the most. Because that was something he never really truly experienced throughout his, I'm gonna say seventh, when he was seven to on up, right now. And it's like he knows what it feels like to have a loving father, a loving grandma, a loving grandpa, loving big brother, and then all of a sudden things are just taken away from him and he doesn't understand. It happened to him at a young age. And that is something that no matter what, I can't take that away. I can't replace it. I can't take away those bad memories. I wish I could, but I can't. And the hardest thing that I came to the realization that I was gonna have to do is cut my mother, my stepfather, and my oldest son out of our life to make my life and my two youngest children lives better happen when DJ was seven. And that was a very difficult decision. And the people who I thought I can trust, I thought they wanted to better their lives too. But, that's a whole nother story. But, the whole thing with the village that I see, you have to look at the surroundings for your environment, the biggest thing is your environment where you live. I mean, it's just, some of the things that I have just thought about and sat in the house and said, oh my God, I was so dumb to think I can trust these people. And at the same time, I thought, well, if he sees this and experience some of the way that these kids and other people have to struggle for food, and then he's seen how hard I was working to make sure that, you know, we won't never have to worry about things. I thought things were going to be better. But I don't know, it just had the opposite effect to him, on him. And it's like, well, damn, what happened?